Well, made it to Friday, and there's sunshine at 98.9 The Buzz for Zan and Sandy. Hello, good morning. Hello, 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 hello to you. Hello to you and to you, you and you and you. Hello, you. Hi, Sandy Waters.
Hello.
What's up? How you doing? You ready for the weekend?
I think I am. I think this has been the longest week in the entire
year.
I don't know why.
I know. It's like, what happened?
I'm not sure.
Well,
I can't catch up this week, too. Like, today, I was like, I just got to sit down and write out everything that I still need to do. And it was like, oh, crap, there's so much. I don't know why I haven't been able to get ahead this week.
I have been myself roadblocked on everything I could possibly try to get done. And it's all connected. It's like I need to re-up my, I need to get supplies for my CPAP. I actually have to replace my CPAP machine.
Didn't you say you can't unless you go through the same process of taking the test and all
that? No, I already got that. I got through that. So I went in, and apparently my health savings account is locked because of some charge on it. So I went in. There's like four different charges, and all I had to do is not listen to my wife, and I would have been fine. She's like, go pick up Ellie's medicine. You can put it on your HSA. I'm like, okay. And it went through. It didn't say no. But I guess not.
But it's a family plan.
I'm not on the family plan for here. I'm on her family plan. So I should be using her HSA. I'm still contributing to it because it's a savings account. You see what I'm saying?
Because I thought the HSA is your money. So if you were once on our plan.
Yeah.
And you racked up money.
I'm still contributing to it. Yeah.
That money can be used towards anybody. For anybody. For any medical anything.
Correct. And it was all for medical stuff.
I don't understand why I've never heard that before.
So now there's four of them that I've got to track down and...
The HSA is a pain in the butt.
Oh my God.
And you can't just put the money back in. Nothing's electronic. You gotta print out something, fill it out, mail it back. I'm like, what are we doing?
Well, the hoops are gonna jump through.
I don't have a printer. Who has a printer?
I have a printer, but it's like I can't sleep in my bed because I snore, and I can't wear my CPAP because I can't get my HSA unlocked. So therefore, I'm relegated to the basement, sleeping on a couch that's not that comfortable, and it's all because of this stupid. See, it's all connected. It's just making me grumpy.
Tell that story to the HSA people.
They don't care.
If I get through to someone. Yeah, you do. I've called them before. They're very nice.
Oh, good.
Very nice people. Yeah, and sometimes I do tell them my little story jokingly, and they give me a little sympathy.
Oh,
they help me. At least it'll brighten their day. It gives them an interesting story.
I did have a good customer service call. Oh, God, relate. But I did have a good customer service call yesterday with my bank, and they were very nice. She was very nice. It's coming up on 6. It's actually 6 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz. Happy Friday. Hazy sun, breezy, less humid later today, and 81 degrees.
98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. Morning. It's Friday. Yay. Friday day. Hi, Scott Spazano, Sandy Waters here with sunshine in 80s today. 81. Less humid later. It's good. Right?
Are all guys this stubborn about their vehicles?
What you talking about?
Is this a guy thing? Because I don't understand it at all. We are down a car. We are a one-car family people.
Oh.
And you want to know why we're a one-car family people?
Why are you family people? Why?
Because my husband is so stinking stubborn. Like, he's not budging. He has it in his mind, the type of vehicle he wants, and that is it. Period. End of sentence. No discussion here.
And conversely, you will look at every possible option in every possible country and every possible scenario before you make a decision.
I just give me the best value. Just give me the right.
He knows.
I look at the price, period. I guess we all want something in our vehicle. Like, do you need third row? Okay, fine. Everybody's got to be right.
But like, you two are so opposite. He's like, I want this. That's it. That's all I want. And you're like, and you're like, take 6 months to figure out a dog.
I did, we have no car. We have one car. Like, you know how difficult it is to manage? If you, anyone right now down a car, you just, that's how you live your life. You have your husband or wife drop you off at work and then pick you up. Because I know there are a lot of people, especially when we started, a lot of families went from, you know, working, going into the office every day, and one person works from home more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people I know, they did go down in one car, and I always thought, you people are crazy.
Until
now I am here.
Now you're there. And will it change soon or no?
I don't know. I don't know. But I kind of do like being driven around. I'm like, well, you can drop me off. Like, he had to drop me off on Wednesday. He had to go to work, but I had something to do at Leah's event that she was hosting. So I'm like, okay, drop me off. And then he did. And I'm like, okay, pick me up at 4. It was so nice.
Really?
I want to drive. Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's a bit extra on the family, isn't it? You're lucky you got kids with cars, or a kid with a car right now.
Yeah, but
still living
so
at home.
But it's like, is it just a guy thing?
I don't know. Not my
were
world.
Were you stubborn when you bought your vehicle?
No. I'm like, I need a car. Okay, how about, I'll take it. It's like, what color do you want? It doesn't matter. It's just like, that's one. That looks good. Does it work? Is it new? Fine. Take it.
Does it work? Yeah. Right. That's all I want. Does it work?
It's got four wheels. I'm not like that person who has to have the, you know, the specific vehicle or something. I've always dreamed of having a Ford Mustang, you know, kind of thing. It's weird. My next door neighbor has a Ford Mustang, and it is a souped up hot. It's not a vintage. It's got to be maybe it's 5-6 years old. But once a week, I hear it rev up, and he takes off on it and comes back once a week. I hear room. I hear it. It's like.
And then he just goes for a short drive. Where is he going?
I don't know where he goes, but he's got
just
a car.
Just once a week?
Yeah, once a week he takes his car out. Now, that's not his car that he drives. My dad
used to have that. We rebuilt a 65 Mustang, baby blue, from scratch. He just redid it, and I was right there by his side, and we would do that. We would just drive it on the weekends. It was just our Sunday drive car. He didn't drive it to work. You don't drive an antique to work.
Yeah, but this is—it's weird because it's new. It's not even—it's not even a, you know, like something to go on and be like, "Hey, look at my car! Like, look at my new, look at my vintage '64 Mustang, baby blue, rebuilt from scratch." This is like, look at my 2017 Ford Mustang that looks like all the other ones. It just drives it once a week. It's just so weird.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, some
guys are very
and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. It's some men will drive around thinking that we're all, like, stopping what we're doing and looking at your car.
Right.
Impressed, jealous, envious. I don't know what you're expecting. What do you feel? You feel like you're driving it and you just feel slightly a little bit better.
You know, having a chance to drive a couple of cool cars, you feel it. But maybe it's because
you
I had
feel
to give,
it.
Maybe it's because I had to give it back. It wasn't like mine. But like,
why do you feel that way? Because are we looking at you impressed, or are we judging you? Period. Judging you.
I believe. Like, I always make jokes at the parades that I announce when the Corvette Cub comes through. It's like, here comes midlife crisis, everybody, and it's like that kind of thing. And
it's funny. That offends people.
Too bad you got the Corvette and I don't.
Do you drive a Corvette? Does that offend you? I don't think the people like that who are driving the vehicle. I think the rest of us would laugh along with that joke.
Guess what? Too bad.
And you say that on the mic?
Yep.
For all to hear?
Correct. And I get a good laugh out of it. And I get laughs from the guys driving by, too. They're like,
They're like, we're going to kick his ass after this.
Guess what? They have a Corvette. I don't. So they deserve a little ribbing.
Anyhow, if you're a one-car family, I'm starting a support group.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Trying to find that song, that soccer song. The ole, 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 ole. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
I was going to try to play that for this here.
Did you find the song?
No. But just like the song not being around, 54% of Americans are not interested at all in the World Cup.
It's Bazzano and Sandy. It is 98.9 The Buzz. And what happened to World Cup FOMO? Is that not a thing? You got to start feeling like a little bit interested when the bars are now staying open till 4 a.m.
Yeah, in Rochester.
The men's national team faces Paraguay tonight, and now at the Easton Alexander, you know, the entertainment district there. You know how they set it up for Bills games?
Yeah.
They're doing that for the World Cup, where they're going to turn it into an outdoor soccer festival.
The watch party's supposed to be great tonight. No rain.
So, does it all of that? You're the FOMO guy. This is like part of who you are.
Yeah. Then this is the one thing that I really am not interested in. I feel bad for the people that have to work in the bars till 4 a.m. because it's going to be like, it's 2. Nobody's here. Let's close.
God, you know, I hope people do show up. You know who I think is going to show up? I don't even know if the bars is the right spot to stay open till 4 a.m. because I think it's more families if we're talking just narrowcasting here in Rochester. Because my family got really into soccer because my daughter played soccer when she was a little mooch. And then her passion for soccer when she was young, then we would watch, you know, her coach would tell her, watch the games, watch the World Cup or whatever. And then she got into it, then my husband got into it, and then, of course, I'm pulled in because I have to.
Yeah, just the same way I got into, you know, like Cocomelon when my daughter was young.
Right, right. So I think this is more of a family bonding moment. I know the football is too, but this is more where it starts with the kid and then turns into a family love. Right? So I think, like, if you go to Easton Alexander tonight to watch the big watch party, be a part of it, I think you're going to see a lot of families, more kids than adults.
I don't think so. First of all, the U.S. games starts at, like, 9 o'clock. So that's late for kids.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday.
It's fine.
Yeah, sure. Come on out. There'll be a lot. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, families and soccer. You know, soccer's big around here. I mean, it's big because it's a school thing, right? A lot of schools. Everybody's got soccer. There's a lot of leagues. We did have the Rochester Rhinos. It was
I miss those days.
Bigger then. Isn't it too bad that when they switched stadiums just like half a mile away, it just went
immediately.
Yeah, it just went bang.
Immediately it changed everything.
Yeah,
I'm bummed for that. Do you think then America should not have been the host country for the World Cup?
I do not think it should have been the host country for the World Cup.
I don't think so either, because it's almost like, well, why would you do it here? What did you say? 50? How many percent of people?
So here's the new poll says 54% of Americans are not at all interested, and 14% are not very interested.
Yeah, then why have it here?
And 72% of American fans would bet against the U.S. national team to make some money.
I do hear a lot of people saying, including my family, they are rooting for a team that has, like, family ties. Like, you know, like my husband is all about the Spanish team.
Right, because he's a Spanish heritage. Right.
Real Madrid. Because his family in Spain are all about Real Madrid.
Right.
So, and then, you know, my daughters are all for Italy, the Italian team, because, you know, we're Italian too.
I want to hear
you guys. What about America?
Who's rooting for Paraguay tonight?
And these players, they come to this country and they're like, it's just different for them, you know.
Most of the games, where
they have to stay.
Yeah, a lot of the games are in Mexico and Canada, so it's like this side of the hemisphere kind of vibe. But interesting. Yeah. I hope USA, the U.S. national team wins.
I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to be watching.
I'm going to be sleeping.
The Buzz.
How are you? It's Friday morning. We're getting ready to get up and out here. It's going to be a nice day. And now I find that I have competition in my life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's ChatGPT.
Now, before you tell your story, there are probably going to be so many other husbands who relate to this. When your wife doesn't care what you have to say.
No. Because what Chet told her. So I hop on stuff like this early, right? I'm all down in that rabbit hole. And she never does. Anything that I like, she will not like almost on purpose. All of a sudden, she's telling me how great it is and how more efficient it's making her and helping her make decisions. Da, 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 da. So as you know, the family have been living in our basement since March, middle of March, because we're redoing our kitchen. And we're coming to the point, we're getting close to the end now. Floors in, counters are in, cabinets are in, da 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 da. Now for the, what do you call it? The little accessories, like what poles you use in your drawers, mm-hmm. faucet, hood, you know, little things like that. Mm-hmm. So what kind of faucet you want? Okay, I want this one. Okay, great, cool. So we have I've got a black stove and a black hood, all right? Range hood. So right next to the stove is a little piece of countertop, and then it's the sink. So I got the black faucet.
Now, did you go out and buy it together, or did you buy it and she approved it?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that's the one I want. That's okay, fine.
Okay, so you bought it, she approved it.
It's here. We have it. It's in the garage getting ready to get put in. Then she comes up to me. She's like, it was one of those and another thing kind of conversations.
Okay.
It wasn't an argument, but it was like, and another thing. I'm like, what? Out of nowhere, she's like, we're not doing a black faucet. I'm like, what do you mean?
Wait, you both agreed on it.
Yeah. No, I needed to match the poles, the drawer poles, and that. And I'm like, no. And, you know, because we have that bronzy, not gold, but like a dark bronze poles. And I'm like, no, it's going to match the hood. It's right. Let's see. Look at this microphone right here. Black. Then the hood next to it. Black. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of tie everything in together. Then she says to me, well, I checked with ChatGPT and it says you're supposed to match the drawer pulls with the faucet. No, you trained it to tell you that. You know, whatever
you. What do you mean you trained it to tell
you
that?
The way you talk to chat, it kind of like, especially if you don't do any modifications.
It does validate
to it,
you.
It validates you.
Yeah.
Unless you tell it to be, you know, play devil's advocate 99% of the time.
Okay.
It's just going to agree with you, and it's going to be yes and, yes and, yes and.
So did she return the same? Who won this argument?
Well,
what kind of sink do we have?
It's not
the
in
faucet,
yet.
Right.
It's still in the garage. And
she hasn't returned it.
I called you know Joe. I told Joe who's doing it, you know, the kitchen. I'm like, dude, you gotta get that in quick. Like you gotta drill the. He goes, okay, I'll drill the hole. And I say, ah, we're gonna drill the hole for it. So I only fit that faucet.
Is that really a thing? What does you? Because sometimes I run into that too, where it's like, well, yeah, you got to do this, and then you hear those things. Oh, don't be too matchy. Or this has to match that, and you have, I don't know. So is that a thing? Does the faucet have to match the drawer pulls and not the stove?
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. You're so
big. I'm so, it's like, hello? Can I just have the faucet? Please?
Did you
picked
get
out
anything?
Everything Wait. Else.
Is anything, like, okay, the backsplash. How are we feeling about the backsplash?
It's up. Looks like a bunch of popsicle sticks. I'll get used to it.
Okay, so the backsplash wasn't your idea.
No backsplash behind my stove, my oven, which I use 99.9% of the time.
That's where you need the backsplash.
Oh, no. It's the same as the rest of the wall. I wanted something different behind the stove. You know, something a little, you know,
a different type of backsplash.
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole back wall is tile behind the sink, okay? We tiled it. And it looks like popsicle sticks.
Okay. What other part, let's say, the color of the stove, did you pick that?
We kept the stove.
Oh, you kept the stove.
So,
the color
so
of the cabinets, did you pick that color?
Mm.
The color of the walls?
Mm.
The color of the floors?
I picked out the microwave.
Oh, okay. The drawer pulls. Is there anything else from the kitchen that I'm missing? What else is in a kitchen?
Lighting.
Okay, so. Oh, lighting. Did you get the lighting? You just want one faucet?
All I want is my faucet. I just, you know, I'm going to be using it a lot and it should match the black hood, black faucet. Am I right?
No, Chaddy says it's got to match the drawer.
Wait, Handyman John, don't text me. Call me, dude. Handyman John just texted me. Hold on a second.
Oh, Handyman John does this stuff, too. He knows.
He says, please, please, please take a picture of your backsplash.
the popsicle sticks. It's going to be like I'm craving a popsicle right now.
Great. Good. What flavor would you like, man? You know what I'm going to do, though? In this Halloween, I'm going to buy one of those bulk bags of googly eyes. Because they look like little ghosts. I'm going to put eyeballs on every single one of those.
Oh my goodness, awesome. That is awesome.
And see how much trouble I can get in. It's coming up.
Wait, just do it now. Like a little hidden treasure. Like a little, what do they call it? Like an Easter egg.
Yeah, like
a
Spazano
Easter egg.
Up in the corner.
Yeah, just two little googly eyes. Okay, so the argument wasn't over until she pepper sprayed everyone.
Leave it there. We'll be right back.
Spazano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember driving the school bus at Wheatland Chai Lai and listening to you both, listening to your station during COVID, which really got us through the day. Loved it.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spazano Sandy Waters here on 98.9 The Buzz. Glad you're with us this morning. Thank you.
Big smile on their face. Typically, after you get into a little spat with someone, someone maybe you don't know, you walk away from it, you're steaming a little bit, but then that's it. It's over, right?
Yeah, oh, you tell your family, you tell your friends.
You'll never see it again.
Yeah, you tell everybody what a jerk that guy was and the whole package.
That is not what this woman did in Greece. Police are asking for the public's help in searching for a suspect who assaulted two store employees Wednesday evening. It's how and why. From the surveillance video, it looked, even though they said it's a suspect, from the surveillance picture, it does look like it's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But right there, I'm a little bit taken aback because of that.
Because all women are.
I don't think women commit crimes.
Oh, right. No, women don't commit crimes. Never.
So police say that she entered a retail store on Dewey Avenue in Greece around 5 p.m. She argued briefly with another customer and then left the store.
Okay.
Then later, she returned and pepper sprayed two people who worked at the store.
Oh, God. What, people? Come on. What kind of rage do you have to have? What kind of rage that is just so bad that you make an effort to go somewhere, get pepper spray, go back?
Yes. She didn't just let it go. And in the story, it says she got into a little tiff with customers. So why is she coming back blasting the employees with the pepper spray? What could have happened? Is it like one of those moments where you like you're in an argument and then you leave the argument and you think, oh, darn it, I should have said all the great comebacks come to your mind after you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
What made her come back and attack the employees like that with pepper spray?
God.
And then if you are the employee, like let's say you're one of those workers. Is that your moment where like you're pepper sprayed by a customer? Is that it? Are you done for the day? Like, are we going to continue working? Are we done? Are we done forever?
I'm done forever. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. I don't need this. I do not need this. No, I don't need this, especially if I didn't do anything.
I wonder if there's somebody right now listening, if you worked in retail or ever have, craziest thing a customer has done, what was your breaking point moment for whatever job you work at?
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah. Or just, I mean, the usual, you know, dumb stuff that happens.
I don't know if I've ever had a job where I hit that breaking point moment. I mean, I've only had two jobs in my life, so, well, three if you count babysitting.
I've only had one job, and it's this. I'm so lucky.
Oh, you worked at the bike shop, or what was it?
Oh, I was 12.
I worked
at a hardware store for a hot summer. That's about
that
it.
That counts.
Does
I
it?
I say that counts.
Yeah, I was put in a warehouse, like, way away from anybody building bikes.
Listen, I stopped babysitting this one family. This is my, that's it. I can't put up with it moment.
We out.
This is, yes, the we out moment. So I would babysit this family right after school, and their house was always a hot mess disaster, like a disaster of all disasters.
Okay.
Not hoarding disaster, just sloppy mess disaster.
Okay.
And you know my OCD,
right? Yeah, right.
So I found myself cleaning up.
What?
And babysitting at the same time.
Why?
But they would leave their toothbrushes just randomly around the house. I would just find toothbrushes, like on the family room carpet, just amongst the toys. I'm like, what? This weird. And the one, this is my I'm out moment.
Okay.
The little girl was like, can you brush my hair? I'm like, of course. She hands me this brush, and it was full of hair, which grosses me out. I start to brush her hair, and I look back, and now it's kind of mean. Her scalp was so bumpy and gross, and the smell when I brushed her hair. I can still see and smell it now.
I thought you said to her she had lice or something like that.
No, I don't know. I don't know what was happening.
Something
in the
was
house.
Eating her.
It was just, I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I can't. I can't do this anymore. Which sounds so mean.
How did you break up with them? How did you, you know, babies, like, you didn't just leave the kids. Obviously, you waited it out till the people
got
home.
I waited it out till they paid me whatever. They didn't even pay well. And then I told them that I blamed it on my parents. My parents said, I can't do this anymore after school.
Love it. Well, obviously, that woman was very... I can't.
It's probably. I know it sounds mean, but it was like, it's amazing. If you work for a job where you have to go into people's homes, it's amazing what you see.
You always apologize when contractors come in. You're like, sorry about that. I've seen worse. They always say, I've seen worse.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or justified with Spezzano and Sandy.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're gonna be in trouble.
I got a voice message from my dad for Jerk or Justified, left on the Odyssey voice message, like on the free app.
Yes.
Something that I do all of the time, and I never knew it bothered him until I heard this message.
Okay, take a listen to this. This is your daughter, too, right?
Well, yeah, because Lexi went to go visit mom and dad. Yes.
Right,
she's like, I'm going to walk to mom and dad's house. You know, that's how good Italians are. They live so close, they could walk, right? So she's at,
Okay, here it is. Take a listen.
Mom, Grandpa has a good Jerk or Justified. Say it, Grandpa.
No, I thought you were going to say it.
You got to say it.
When you call somebody to ask for something, you ask for something first, and then you do the small talk.
No.
Versus doing the small talk, and then you ask for something. That sets up the stage for the next day. You get a call, or a week later, you get a call. There's small talk going on. But you're waiting for that person to ask you for something.
There you go.
I do that all the time. All the time when I need dad. I'm like, well, I can't start the conversation with dad.
I guess you have to. I can see that in you. You're like, yip, 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 yip.
I'm like, how are you?
Yeah,
how's
right.
Mom? Nah, how you feeling?
It's diarrhea.
So can I borrow your car because we're down a car in this family? It sounds too direct. It feels too direct if I just call you and be like, Scott, I got to borrow your car.
No.
Where's the warm fuzzy first?
Fuzzy me afterwards.
No, really?
Yeah, that's when you pour on the sugar.
Never thought of it that way. I thought it was cold you start with the ask and then do this.
Well, it depends. And it's not like a stranger, but like what I'm saying is like, then, like he said, you're like, oh God, here we go again, because she's saying nothing and buttering me up. That's what you're doing. You're buttering him up to say yes. Like
you go
into the conversation thinking he's going to say no. You already have that in your head. So you butter him up and then you do the ask. That's double annoying.
I don't want people to think I'm only talking to you because I want something, even though the truth to it is I'm only calling and talking to you because I want something.
Well, exactly. So the number is 818-2899. Is Sandy Jerker justified to butter up her dad every time she calls him to ask for something? First call through gets tickets to go see Chicago in concert at CMAC. It's all for you. Call us now, 818-2899. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerker justified.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I say she's justified.
Oh, good, yes.
Come on.
Small talk softens the ask.
Does it?
It does. You should be able to ask your parents anything. But on the other hand, you got to be polite.
Yeah, but your dad thinks you're buttering him up when you do that small talk.
Oh, yeah. Now sometimes he answers the phone. Now it all makes sense. I didn't know this was his gripe, but now it makes sense because sometimes he answers the phone with, what do you want? I'm like, Dad, I don't only...
That's how he answers the phone.
Yes, he does. Sometimes he does. He goes, what do you want? I go, I want a call to say, hi, how are you feeling? And then there is an ask at the end of this.
What was the ask? What was the ask that prompted this? Let's go through this. That's it. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, sweetheart.
How are you? He doesn't say sweetheart, but okay. Yeah. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Okay. How are you doing?
Okay.
How's mom feeling?
She's okay.
What'd you guys do today?
Nothing. What do you want?
Can I borrow your car?
That's a true story. One of their cars died.
Yes, that is a true story. That just happened the other day.
So you say it's justified to do a little butter up, a little tap dance beforehand.
Wait, you know, that does kind of sound like a butter up.
Yeah. But it's so empty. It's just so predictable.
Yeah, but what else are you going to ask your parents? You'd pretty much know everything. How do you ask? How do you ask for something?
Okay, all right. So, yeah. What's your name? Hi, The Buzz. What's your name?
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. Okay. Sandy, you do it to me. Okay. Ready? How would you do this? Hello?
Wait a minute. Am I doing the asking?
Yeah, you're my Sandy. Okay. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
I'm just calling to see how everything is. I guess I would kind of do the same thing, I guess.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
What do you want?
But wait a minute. I always used to call a lot just to say, you know, just to make small talk.
Sure.
Or,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, right.
But I also lived out of town for a long time, so it was also our catching up.
Oh, they live like next door.
Yeah, you know, it's not every single time I call I ask
for
something.
All right, here's the deal. You got it. You said justified. But, Sandy, you're the first call through. You're going to see Chicago in concert a couple weekends from now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Chicago, CMAC, Friday, June 26th, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Thanks, babe. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye.
We are all going to pay so close attention now when we want something from somebody.
Mm-hmm. Hi, The Buzz. Thanks for holding. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I think it's justified. I would think I'd do small talk. Well, at least not too much small talk, but at least, hi, how are you? Okay, guess what, Dad? I got a favor to ask, and then go like that.
Ah.
Yes.
So not too much small talk, but just a little to start off. Like, at least say, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
And be polite.
Otherwise,
Scotty, doesn't it feel too transactional if you don't?
No. Billy came up to me this morning. He goes, hey, man. He walked right in the studio. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, hey, we're off next week. Could you do me a favor? And I'm like, yeah. Boom. And then it was like, hey, you guys going up to your camp this weekend? It was he did the ask
first. Small talks after.
Yeah.
I would never even think to do it that way.
It's a smoother ramp to sail down on, you know?
I just have a teenager, so I have it with my teenager. Like, he'll do it to me. He'll be like, hey, Mom, how are you? And then he'll go, so by the way, can you do this? So that's what I've kind of like...
Yeah,
I guess that's where...
You feel buttered up, though. You know if something's coming.
She's just telling her justified.
I know. That's what I'm trying to... I'm here to sway your opinion.
Oh.
No?
See,
are you swayed?
Yeah, I don't know how to put that. If it'd be a jerk or justified.
Yeah.
You got to make a decision. You can't end on, I don't know.
I would say justified.
Okay good. Cool. Good. Thank you. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye. Jeez. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I completely and totally agree with Sandy.
Oh, my
Only
God.
Sorry, I blew my image. The reason is when you do it your way, it seems as if you're asking how are you and making small talk afterwards just to cover up the fact that you made the call to want something.
Oh, so
I think it's just so much more polite to do it Sandy's way.
I see. So when you small talk after the ask, it sounds like you're just apologizing for asking.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like saying, oh, by the way, seeing as you said yes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
How is this? How is that?
Yeah,
what happened
right there? Yeah, like you fake care.
Yes.
You got what you wanted.
You know what? It's Sandy really shivs a git.
Yeah, she does.
I do. And my dad is going to be so upset listening to this. But I really honestly feel guilty asking for something. Like, nobody likes to inconvenience other people, so you
well,
did.
You did ask to borrow his car for a week.
Well, yeah.
That's a big ask. All right, then.
The verdict is... Justified.
Wow. I didn't see it going that way.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, Sandy, Dan Mason, Rochester Red Wings is in. Hey, buddy. Hi. What do you think?
Good morning, guys.
What would you say?
Well, I would say as a dad with a daughter, they know how to play us.
Yeah.
Sandy. Dan, how are you?
I'm very good.
How are you feeling?
All right,
can I
stop.
Have a family four-pack of tickets?
I'm doing the ask right now. Call up 818-2899. Dan is holding up in his hand four tickets to any Rochester Red Wings homestand. Call us up right now. We're going to play,
Spot the Lie.
Spot the Lie with Dan Mason and find out what's going on this weekend at the Great Ballpark. 818-2899. Call right now. You first call through wins.
98.9 The Buzz.
Sandy, I got a call on that. Who's this? Hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jackie from Rochester.
Jackie from Rochester. Your first call through. We're going to have some fun this morning. Sandy.
Awesome.
And me and you are going to try to figure out our Rochester Red Wings general manager's
lie. Spot the lie. So yeah. He's going to tell us two stories, and then we have to try to guess which one is the lie.
Okay.
You're going to win these tickets no matter what, so yeah. No big deal.
You're going to the ballpark, by the way. You're going to get a four-pack of tickets. All right, so Dan, tell us one of or both of these little stories.
Okay, right. Two stories
for you. Yeah.
All right, first one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back a little bit. Silver Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
We had a game. And the Amerks also had a game. They had a playoff game.
Oh.
So Fred, this is when Fred Costello, our organist, was doing both, working for the Amerks and the Red Wings.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the Amerks had a playoff game, then Fred would go over to the playoff game.
Sure.
So we booked a soloist to sing the anthem because we knew Fred wasn't going to be there.
Okay.
So it's about, you know, 2-3 minutes before the anthem is supposed to start. And the soloist isn't there.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm freaking out, right? Uh-oh. I'm feverishly calling people on the radio, my staff, anybody volunteering to sing the anthem. And, you know, losing my mind a little bit in the dugout.
Uh-huh.
And one of the players goes, what's wrong? And I go, well, we need an anthem singer. And because the anthem singer didn't show up.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I'll do it.
Oh, come on. Cool.
And so it was a middle infielder, Rod Robertson. He's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, really? And I was out of options. So I'm like, okay, you're up.
Okay.
Here we go. Introduced him. He did it. And he was actually very good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very good.
Okay, that's one story,
that's
right?
That's one.
Okay.
And then this is a little more recent.
Uh-huh.
Back at ESL Ballpark, it was the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Huge crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's anxiously awaiting for the fireworks to start.
Sure.
And the guys that set up the fireworks were having a little technical issue.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a bit of a long delay. So fans are getting restless, yelling, you know, Mason, you suck, stuff like that. Chanting, we want fireworks,
oh,
we
God.
Want fireworks,
so
we want fireworks. So I'm like, we got to do something to kill some time to give these guys a little time to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah.
And so one of our players, pitcher, Mark Hamburger, is like, what do you need? And I was like, well, again, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I can go kill some time for you. And he grabbed spikes, and they went out. He said, give me the microphone. So I gave him the mic, and they went out and proceeded to do yoga in front of the fans for, you know, tried to mellow the fans out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
They did that for about 5 to 10 minutes until we got the technical issue worked out. I was like, all right, we're good. And then we did the fireworks.
And the rest is fireworks.
Oh, my God. These are two such great stories.
I know. Okay. So now the question, Jackie.
Which one is the lie?
Which one's the lie and which one's the truth?
Oh, I'm going to say the yoga one is a lie.
Okay.
Okay. I was thinking that, too.
Singing the national anthem. I think he might have actually done that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with Jackie. How about you, Scotty?
I want to say the lie is the national anthem over at Silver Stadium.
Ooh,
I think that was it. Is that your final answer, Jackie?
Yeah, I think that's my final answer.
Final answer. And what was the lie?
Mark Hamburg actually did yoga before the fire.
He did? That is freaking hysterical.
So the national anthem players sing was not the truth.
Wait a minute. How did the fans react to freaking yoga? Did they start doing yoga in the stands?
Yeah, he got them all to like chill out, mellow out, and did some yoga, and they all got a big kick out of it.
I love
that
it.
That is awesome.
Jackie, you win anyways. four packet passes to family passes to any homestand, the Rochester Red Wings, okay?
Hey, thank you.
All right, so could you hold on a second? I've got to get your info, all right? Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Hold on a second. That is hilarious, dude. That's hilarious.
You are such a great storyteller.
Yeah,
you really are.
It's just getting harder, guys.
I know. Sandy thinks this is going to happen forever. I think he's going to run out of
you're
stuff.
You're so good at it.
I don't know.
All right, so tell us what's going on at the ballpark this weekend. Great weather, dude. Oh, God.
Yep. Big weekend. We're playing the Worcester Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And tonight at 6:45, we have the Superstars in town. The inflatable, crazy, zany characters. And then we've got fireworks after the game. It's tomorrow night, Saturday night, we have a great cap giveaway to the first 2,000 fans. Bruce the Bat Dog will be fetching bats tomorrow night. And we've got fireworks. And then on Sunday, kids can run the bases. And Bluey will be making a special appearance at the ballpark
on Sunday?
For kids. Yeah, Sunday.
Okay, kids.
Game Bluey. Time 105.
All right.
So
sounds
it's going to
like
be a big weekend. And yeah, hope
you
to see everybody out there.
You guys are still on a hot streak, aren't you?
We're a game out of first place going into this weekend.
Yeah.
And we need to finish in first place in the first half, which ends on Father's Day. So we have, let's see, we have 9 more games.
Yeah.
And we're only a game out. So every game is vital.
Extremely vital.
So if we can finish in first, then we would make the postseason. So
it'll be huge.
Next 9
man.
Games are really big, so we could use that hometown support.
That's right. Come on out, and you can get your tickets where? How?
At redwingsbaseball.com. Yeah. Redwingsbaseball.com or mm-hmm. give us a buzz at 423-WING.
Gotcha. We like our wings hot. Dan Mason, you're the best, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Hey, it's 98.9 A Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Time for Honesty Box.
Yes. This is where we dig through mm-hmm. all our listeners, put in one thing they love about the show, a roast about the show, and then a question that we have to answer.
Yeah. Every time we have live audience Thursday, we have people drop anonymously these comments in our little suggestion
box.
Well,
actually, Maddie, Aiden, why don't you guys pick 3?
Yep. Interns are here.
3 total.
Yeah. Out of the...
Okay. What?
There's one.
There's one.
Yeah.
Aiden. And now Maddie picked the last one.
Oh, God. Oh, she's digging deep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yeah, Maddie gets to read the first one.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Okay, ready?
Oh, can Maddie read it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. She picked it. She can read it. Then we can blame you if it sucks.
Okay. I'll do my best to read this cursive.
Okay, all right.
I love that you still make us laugh after all those years. We are family.
Aww.
I knew we'd get along. Just like Viva Italia.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Hey. What's Viva Italia?
All these years. All these years, you old people.
Emphasis on all.
All 28 of them,
I
dude.
I know. We have been together. A lot of us have been together for that long. It's wild.
Know,
okay,
it's
so
awesome.
I love that. We're family.
Okay, that's good. That's the love.
Aiden.
All right, we have a criticism here.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
You aren't on long enough.
Oh, Jesus, don't say that. Boss, you did not hear that.
I think we got to go upstairs and have some conversations. Extra hour of the show?
Extra pay? No.
Oh, that was a nice criticism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you put that one in, Sandy?
People
Sandy would
love...
stay on. She'd do a 6-hour show every day if she could.
Would I?
Yeah, you would.
Listen.
What?
That was a nice boost to the ego kind of criticism.
That was like a faux roast. Like,
yeah. That wasn't really.
It was
okay.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Final one.
Yep.
All right.
Make it good, Maddie.
So it just says love at the top.
Oh, dear. Another love.
I love, this is underlined, hearing Scott and Sandy's friendly, happy banter every day.
Oh my God. That's too sappy.
I know.
Yeah,
I was like,
another one.
Where's the heat?
Come on. We need something. Otherwise, you guys are going to have to come up with a roast.
I need
okay.
some shade here. All right. Okay. What do you got?
Okay. Question. Do you want to read it together?
Yeah.
Read it together?
I don't know.
Every other word? What do you mean?
Just read the wheel.
Okay.
Just read. Yeah, tell me.
Question.
Yes?
Do you hang out after work or do family things together?
Oh, no, we don't.
That's a very strong reaction over there.
Wait. Why are you reacting like that?
Because we don't.
That was an extreme reaction, though, I think.
That was
quite something. That made me laugh, too, though.
But why? Why react like that?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't understand why you were so...
Laughable? Laughing?
Well, I came over when Ellie was born.
Yeah, there you go. That's 6 years ago.
No, wait. I came over again because you showed me your backyard and little Ellie showed me her swing set.
Yeah. That was 2 years ago. So okay. That's not too bad. And I've been to your house since you had a party there a million years ago.
No, you did your drone thing.
Oh, I did my drone thing five years, yeah.
I think...
See? That's why I laugh.
And my husband and I... Like, talk about it. We should invite Scott and Jill and Ellie over because I adore his daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things just get in the way.
Well, once our kitchen's done, you guys can come over. How's that sound?
So you can show off the kitchen.
Can I be a show off? Yeah.
Absolutely. Look at what we did.
I mean, we're there for the important milestones, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
That's what's important. There
you go. Yeah. And you know, this is why we can do 28 years together because we just get bits and pieces of us. It's like absence makes the heart grow fonder.
No, because you know what? If I went to his house, he would show me his damn 3D printer, and I hear enough of it during the show.
You mean my three 3D printers?
Three of them now?
Yeah.
If he came over to my house, I would actually say, sit down and focus and let's work on the show together. So I don't have to do it by myself. No, God, okay.
He's out, and so are we with Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Zan and Sandy, we're going to kick off the weekend coming up in just a few minutes on 98.9 The Buzz. Okay. Oh, I'm so excited the weekend is here. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. It's been a wicked hot, humid one this week, and that's okay. I am not complaining.
No, you better not complain because no one's listening if you are.
I am not complaining. Kidding me? Get ready for the pool. You know anybody who's opened their pool yet?
Pool mooching? Yeah. My sisters have pools, so I mooch off of them. Not that I go in the pool, but my kids mooch off of them.
So their pools are open and ready for business.
Ready for business, people.
Yeah, I love it. I got calls coming in here, 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Peggy Palizzi.
Hi, Peggy Palizzi. Oh, you're a long-time listener. Morning. Long-time. I know you. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Happy Fri-yay.
Happy Fri-yay is right.
Peggy, are you the pool owner or the pool moocher?
Yeah, right.
I would be the pool owner, and yes, it is open, but it's not quite clear yet.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, we're coming over, but if it's still green, I'll wait.
Are you okay with people mooching, like hanging out with you just because of your pool? Do you get that? Or are you open invitation?
Sometimes.
Uh-oh, sometimes. If she doesn't like you, you're not invited in her pool.
Well, it's weird because it all depends how old your kids are, right? If your kids are right at that age where they have friends and it's like, can Billy come over or can Amanda come over? It's like that, you know, you can't say no.
There are people in our lives who are like, anytime you want, my pool is your pool. I don't think they mean it.
Hey, are you guys home? Can we go swimming? I don't know. We're not home. It's okay. We'll clean up. No. It's kind of like buying a pickup truck. You're expecting to have people ask you.
You're right.
So anyway, what you calling for?
Okay. So this is a very exciting weekend for us. I have a nonprofit called Pomisano Strong.
Oh, great.
My brother passed away from ALS.
Uh-huh.
And I began this nonprofit, and we are partnered with URMC, and we do we raise funds for research and for aiding in the critical needs that people need to help them live as long a life as possible, as normal a life as possible for as long as possible.
Oh, sure.
How long did your brother live with it?
My brother was diagnosed in the fall of 2019, and he passed away in March of 2022. So just about 2.5 years.
Sorry. So you're doing a fundraiser?
Yeah. So we have our 5th annual golf tournament this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Up at Wildwood in Rush, which is an amazing golf course that we love.
Yeah.
And we have a shotgun start at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And dinner around 6:30. And we have, oh my gosh, we have amazing raffles and a silent auction and a wine pool. And there's so many great things at this event and so many great people, and we are super excited about
it. Yeah, a lot of people who've been affected by ALS want to get involved. Yeah. But there's also guys who are like, honey, I've got to go to a golf tournament on Saturday. I just have to let you know. We got to go.
Yes.
And, you know, so everybody wins.
I got to do good.
Yeah, got to be there.
Yeah.
Got to be there.
Last minute, is walk up or what we got to do? You got to get in on it ahead of time? What's the deal? You got one more day to get in.
People can go to our website. It's palmasanostrong.org.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
And PALMESANO.
Palmasano. Strong. Gotcha. Yep. PalmasanoStrong.org.
Yep.
Okay.
So in October, we also do a meat raffle, which is tons of fun. So we do all kinds of great things. So be sure to check out the website.
Oh, my God. Well, make sure you call us around then, too, so we can get in on it. All right. So tomorrow, it's the golf tournament at Wildwood. Is that what it is?
Yep.
All right.
And then after, we're going swimming in Peggy's pool.
Yeah.
Pool party.
Let's go. The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
And Peggy, if you want to promote the meat raffle thing, why don't you bring in a couple of samples for us, and we'll promote that.
I could make that happen.
No, don't worry about it, Peggy. Don't do that.
Okay. Good luck this weekend. See if you can help out, okay? All right, Sandy,
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Here it is. It's time to do this. Ready?
We're ready.
It's time to kick
off the weekend.
Yeah! Woo!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.